I think maybe I should have done a spell check on the show notes.
Yeah.
Well, looking at the films I've listed for Rance
we
Howard.
Call him Yoga, we call him Yoga again.
No. Look at what Rance Howard was in that Ron had made. Cock Con.
It's the TSW After Dark Side podcast from Talk Star Wars. Get down with your bad self.
Hello, mate. You're muted, I think, old chap.
Sorry, with you in a second. I had the mute button on. I've almost sorted my headphones out. Bear with me.
Right, okay, mate.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes, mate. Yep.
Ah, cool. Loud I can hear you too. Excellent news. Good news. How's it going?
Not bad.
All right. Good times. Good times.
You all right? Been a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it has, yeah, because I didn't make the first half of the last one before last week. Something
yeah,
like that.
It was Halloween. You'd met Steve.
Oh, Steve and Danny, yeah. Yeah. Lovely chaps. As gays go. Maybe on Dark Side that one.
Well, I don't know. Steve's probably not going to be on.
Something about... Where's his recording space? He needs a ladder. What's he going on about?
I think somebody's crashed an arc into his house or some other colourful excuse for not being able to make it.
Some badger sneezed somewhere. And he's like, I must be there.
He's been called out on an emergency. I think Paul is watching...
A vole farted.
Paul, I think, is watching Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, right, okay.
He likes to see the ending of Antiques Roadshow.
Does he get really shirty if you spoil it for him?
Yeah, it's don't spoil the ending.
I don't. What is it going to be worth, less or more than they think?
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. I've T-boned it.
I want it to unfold naturally.
He watches and then he goes and listens to Talk Antiques Roadshow, where they just go through all the speculation stuff, and he's like,
Perhaps I should start that Twitter handle just in case that becomes a thing.
Oh dear. I've been good. Had Dad round last week, which was nice.
Awesome.
You know, always lovely to see him.
Good stuff.
It was good. We went to we hung out for a bit, and then we went to see Ragnarok on Friday, which was good.
Yeah, I've just been talking about that in the Facebook Live.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it myself.
It's good. It's not what I expected in a good way. It's kind of, you know, like with Thor, you kind of think it's going to be ancient evil Thor. Beat, good times, credits.
Yeah.
But it's all very, very different to that. And in a way. Yeah, well, it's just in a way that, you know, is actually quite engaging. Whereas it's not like, it's not just like I say, not just like a straightforward fantasy romp. It's quite a bit different. But it's good for it.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny as well. It definitely sort of nailed down some of the humor stuff so it doesn't come off like such a bit of wood.
Right, Steve, can you see the chat? Steve's still working on alarm. Have to reset it every 10 minutes until the battery wear's done. Otherwise, it goes off again. Reading the manual, but not getting anywhere.
Take the battery out. I presume you can do
it's
that.
It's the house alarm, I think.
Oh, is it?
House or fire?
Yeah, it seems odd that he'd have a house alarm that's so... Are they traditionally high up?
Yes.
Oh, they are? Okay.
He was saying he needs a ladder, but that can qualify for a fire alarm as well, can't it?
So. True, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is like he might have a sort of smoke alarm or something that's...
Being a pig?
Being a prick, basically.
Hindsight's gone well this week.
Yeah, it does seem to have gone well. I'm presuming I've got my copy. I fucking better do. I'd be miffed otherwise.
Yeah, it should have gone into your Kindle, yes?
Yeah, I assume so.
I haven't checked mine.
I haven't put my Kindle online to see recently, so I don't know if it's in there. But I presume it would be, because I did order it, so...
Yeah, people have had it popping up I haven't had a chance to check mine yet.
But. Not sure if I should retire that in light of the allegations. It's tricky. I had to retire Cosby for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But in the same way, you know. He was at least he went to court, but at the same time, I don't think anything's been nailed down yet in terms of any kind of criminal charges for the old Bill, is there? I can't remember now.
No, I don't know. I stopped. It just got such an ugly, bloody mess.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
I walked it back, and that's the point I ended up making. Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Aloha. Can you hear me?
Hello, Paul.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. I don't think there's going to be a Steve tonight because he's having alarm issues. He's having an alarming amount of issues.
Issues with a llama.
Yeah, a llama issue.
Okay.
Have you got notes, or do you want me to...
I've just got loads of windows I can close in because my computer's been on hibernate. Have I got notes? I don't know, actually.
Are they in
outlook? No, it's popped him in a chat now.
Hello.
How was it with your man last week, mate?
Yeah, it was nice. He came down Wednesday evening and then stayed till Saturday afternoon. We basically I had 2 days off as well, so we just spent the days just hanging out. Went to see Thor Ragnarok on Friday, which was cool.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird how... I had to... It's also weird how I had to organise all that, you know? It's like, you think that seeing family is just second nature, but as you get older, it's harder, you know, because everybody has different lives and stuff. Keep things cheerful. Congratulations, guys. You have a novel of your screenplay.
We do. All my hard work's coming to fruition at last.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really pleased for you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, also you're here, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I did some stuff. But
I know what I said about the audiobook, by the way, even if it's just for the VIPs.
Yeah, I mean that could be interesting.
Well, I mean I have a copy, so I can always have some get some practice in and send you some samples.
Yeah.
An audition tape.
My next hope is that we get picked up by a proper publisher so that can be done properly, you know, in a proper studio. In a proper studio, Rob. I'm not discounting your ability.
I'm kidding. If you can get a better actor, you can get a proper star, by all means do. For Christ's sake. You don't want to pass up an opportunity like that on my account.
It's just, you know, we touched on this in the Facebook Live briefly about how this has sort of snowballed from Paul, you and I having scraps of paper with notes on that little Batman notebook that I've got, and sort of saying, oh, I can't wait until this is like written and we've got a manuscript. And then the manuscript came and went, then we had a bound version of the script, and then we had versions of the script that we were pitching to studios. Then obviously Matt came along, and then there's versions of the story bouncing backwards and forwards, and now we've got a book. And I feel kind of greedy wanting more. I've recorded a hindsight sponsorship.
You mentioned this. Where is that?
Drop in. It's going to go in the front of this episode and every episode after.
Oh, is this the one that's like the outtakes were in the?
I sent the outtakes
daily.
Because I thought
in the Patreon feed.
Yeah, I sat down yesterday. And I had a schedule yesterday. I had to schedule my day out. I had so much to do. I was off. I had to build
a
schedule.
That's kind of good, though, because it means you get more organised.
Yeah, I had every second of my day accounted for, and I got to sort of mid-morning, and then the schedule started to disappear a little bit because I was falling behind already. But I'd sat at the computer and recorded the daily, mixed the daily, and put the daily out, and then I thought, right, okay, I've got like 25 minutes left of this hour block of time.
Yeah.
I'll record some promo stuff, so I thought I'll do the hindsight spot, and I haven't written anything because I wasn't planning to do it. I'll just do it extemporaneously. I can talk extemporaneously. No, not so much. I really
can't spell it though.
Struggled. I kept wandering off book. I kept thinking, no, that's not what I wanted. And so yeah, ultimately I ended up with that clip, and once I'd cut down and I put all the beeps and boops in and everything, it became like 3 minutes of of glorious outtakes, but the finished article is pretty good, so I'm quite happy with it.
Nice.
How's your upload going, Rob? You done?
It's getting there. Yeah, no, it's still got a little way to go, but it's making decent progress. Am I still clear enough?
Yeah. I think we can probably go. Let me just.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Hello, mate.
Burp.
I don't know if a burp really works when it's simply onomatopoeia. I think it has to be like the guttural, basist thing. You all right?
Absolutely average.
Rob, I see your beautiful face. Are you there, sir?
Hello there.
Oh, my God. Hello. Is he on tonight? I didn't think you were on tonight.
Yeah, and yeah. Look at the other ones there and all.
Oh, my God.
Look at it.
And what? From this morning.
From this morning what?
Steve, what are you wearing?
Everything. I looks
a neckerchief.
About five layers on.
Blimey, have you not turned heating on?
Dressing gown on top.
Rob's in a hoodie.
I'm in a hoodie.
Yeah, it's chilly enough, Black.
Somewhere in this lot, there's a hoodie.
My boiler went out this morning.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's always the way, isn't it? The worst possible time for it to go. And it's
did you get snow? We got snow.
I've got to sleep now,
Yeah, we
Lord.
Got snow, yeah.
Yeah, we had a bit of snow in London.
Ah, Steve, just
the darkness and then the light to meet it.
Detective, start using this device. Fuck off. You're not using
Mark,
that.
Yes, mate.
Where's my dread picture?
Where's your what?
My dread picture.
Your dread picture. I can send that over to you, mate.
Who are these Palpatine faces, Rob?
Palpatine faces, Rob. Why am I just... I don't know why I'm...
It's... You love it.
I got a good dread. I got a good dread face.
Use
check it out.
What? Fucking camera.
I've got a good dread face. Check it out.
There's a reason my mouth goes down below my eye.
Can anyone? Is my camera working?
No, it's not.
No, I can't see you. No.
Fucking turd.
So Steve, what was the deal with the alarms?
Oh, fucking nightmare that was.
Yeah, what was that all about?
When I went on holiday, Mum went up there, did something to it. So when I got back, the battery had drained on it because it had been going off and it corrupted the circuit board or something. I've ordered a new one. Danny's fitting it the weekend. But every 5 minutes it would go off. So and it was running. I undid the battery and turned, I disconnected it from the mains, but it was running from the battery in the box at the top of the house.
Turd burglar.
So until that
Steve,
drained
dress,
down.
Dress like that every time you finish.
Literally wait for it to go off and then just turn it off.
Steve, every time you finish a sentence, nightmare. You dress like that. I feel like going.
Oh, hang on. Why can't I hear you?
I don't know. Headphones not in your ears?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Oh, no. Only one of my earplugs is working.
Oh, that's just happened to mine as well, mate.
No, I've got another one
here. Apple water.
iPhones.
Hang on.
Fucking turds. Is it being a consumer electronic devices? It's all a construct to make you buy more of the fucking things. Fuck Tim Cook.
Try that. Is that better? Can you say something? Yeah, I can hear
Kiss
you there.
Kiss the cook.
And I can hear you there.
Cook sucker.
Sorry, I must have been talking away then, and it was a very boring story, but I thought you was all riveted.
No, we could hear you.
I was really jealous at the weekend of your photos. I really wanted to get a picture of myself with that dread helmet as well, because I've always been saying the dread face I've got is pretty good.
It is pretty good, but Paul's, it has to be said, was
it was
the
very
bomb.
Good.
Very quick moment. I had to give the helmet back immediately.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah, it's probably
he doesn't
a fair
have
way,
a beard,
that be fair
does
to
he?
Say.
I didn't even get a chance to put it under my jumper and pretend I was pregnant.
Why didn't you get a screenshot of all of us doing a dread face, Mark?
Here it fucking comes. I'm sending it to you.
You should have that poet on Facebook.
Oh, what's it doing on Facebook when I'm on
no,
the
no,
chat?
No. Messenger, old chap. I can't get the image off of my phone onto this computer easily because bitch holes. You look good,
where's
Steve.
Where's yours, Rob?
Hello, what?
Where's yours?
Oh, dread face.
Are you all going to do dread faces, Paul?
Yeah, I look a bit weird.
You do the girliest face you can imagine then, because I'll have two dreads and a girl.
I'm going Lobot.
Oh, yeah, do a Lobot, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, hold still, hold your poses. Two dreads and a Lobot. Boom.
I can't see.
Are we doing Sylvester Stallone dread? Or
Sylvester Stallone what?
Are we doing? I was doing a Sylvester Stallone dread face. Adrian!
Where is the chat?
I am the door.
Open the fucking chat, you turd.
What is that?
That was him trying to speak. That was a mental person in the style of Dredd.
Yes.
In the style of Sylvester Stallone.
I knew it was a mental person because I dialed you into the call. Right. Has everyone got the show notes?
Yes. Is it the one that starts with Rand Howard?
Yes. Hang on, I need to turn my hair off.
What am I fucking doing with this Skype app this week?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a complete accident that we do episode 99 on Last Jedi Day? That's very strange.
Mark and I spoke about it a year ago, and we designed it that way.
Yeah, and it means episode 100 drops on Christmas Day.
Does it actually?
On Christmas Day in the morning.
Yes. Wow, what a present.
I'm going to sneak into everybody's house and I'm going to empty my sack into their stockings.
I had loads of tweets saying I was missed on Talk Star Wars.
Telescopics off their rifles.
We did. We told everyone to lie.
That's fine. I can just do it. Reflex.
Reflex, flick, 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 flick. As we back on Duran Duran. That little chat after the show was very, very popular.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
The people like the personality behind the discussion as well, I think. That's where it boils down to. The one about Duran Duran and music.
You were telling us about Depeche Mode, Paul.
Yeah.
Was I?
That was included at the end of this most recent show.
I can't even remember, man.
I know, I'm like that as well.
It did happen.
Once I'm done editing it, that's it. I forget about it and start panicking about the next one.
There.
Stephen, you've gone uncharacteristically quiet. What have you broken now? Okay.
He's spooning a cat.
Did everyone see the Avengers trailer?
Yes.
I saw it, yes.
What do we think?
It could either be awesome or a complete and utter
clusterfuck. I literally yawned.
It looks like Marvel's version of Battle of Five Armies.
Yeah, that's kind of why I feel like it could be a clusterfuck. It could be great, but it looks like it has every amount of potential to be a clusterfuck that will please nobody.
How many more Marvel films have we got after this one?
20.
So there's like Infinity War is split into two parts.
Ugh.
As far as I know, it's all sequels after that.
What do you mean?
Black Panther's out soon.
Yeah, Panther's out before Infinity War. And then after Infinity War, we've got another Avengers movie, but then there's 20 films and they haven't announced the specifics of them. So
20?
Another 20 films, yeah.
I thought you was taking the piss when you said 20.
Nope.
Shit ass. They're bad now. What are they going to be like in fucking film?
Ragnarok's good.
Steve, did you hear about Avatar as well?
Yeah, what, the underwater stuff?
No, about Cameron walking it back and saying there's only going to be two, and if they die on their arse, there won't be another two.
What? I didn't read that.
Yeah, you know, he's doing four sequels, right? And everyone said, he's doing all four together. It's like 2 billion or whatever.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm only doing two and three, and then if they're successful, we'll do four and five. And if they're not successful, we won't do four and five.
That's perfectly sensible.
Yeah, it's wiser.
The three, four and five are going to be little dolls made out of knotted wool, and he's just going to dangle them in front of a camera. Because that's where he sees cinema going.
Where did you read this?
I heard it on Slash Film Daily. Slash Film Daily podcast, Steve. Slash Film Daily, yeah. It's a really good, 30-minute daily podcast.
Yes, you knew before. The Avatar films are only two, not four. Said that Cameron.
Because I heard it on the Slash
I'm
Film.
I'm definitely only doing
I'm
two.
I'm down on Slash Film now.
And then we'll see
Steve, I've sent the link.
I read about he's now the underwater mocap, which took ages.
Yeah, I heard he nailed the tea lady as well.
Ooh.
She's about to complain about it.
Oh, Oh man, I wish I had an online capable service. But at the same time, I don't have Battlefront 2 on PS4.
Oh my. I wish I had an online capable service. I'd order one now. Have we got any anti-jokes? Is that a thing that we do anymore?
Oh my god! Somebody sent me a fucking great one the other day. Let me see if I can find it. It's so annoying.
Paul, have you got any on your little notepad?
No. But I did find something else which was quite cool.
What did the bison say to his son when he left for college?
Bye, son.
Have a good time at college.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It was a fucking anti-joke. Oh, my God, I'm so rusty. What is that weird thing on my screen?
So, basically, there's only going to be three, then.
What's that?
Oh, blimey, Steve's just gone back 47 sentences.
Yeah, Steve's reading that article about Avatar. There's only going to be two sequels, Steve.
Yeah, so three
in total. Unless, and then if they do well. They might do well.
Yeah, but there's the films are the four.
The thing to keep in mind. The thing to keep in mind, Steve. Sorry, I'm going to drop off my video. The thing. He's back, baby. The thing to keep in mind about it is that his definition of success might not be, you know, $2 billion gross. It might be
his mum liking it and putting a picture of it up on
the
fridge.
Double the money he spends on it or something like that. It could be, you know, make a billion. It could be make 800 million.
I think he's undermined himself a bit there by
not undermined.
Yeah. Undermound.
Undermound.
He's undermound himself a bit.
Undermined himself. The word is undermined.
Yes. He's undermounded himself because I like that word.
Fucking forget
it. He's done that because if anyone can have faith in their ability,
he's undermanded himself. Yeah, I feel like he's undermanded.
Yeah,
I think he's undermanded what he did. Ooh, no. Did he do? Apollo 31.
That was unfortunate. I'm glad I didn't trip over that when I was doing the
making a new Riddick film, Furia, an origin story.
That's what the world needs. Steve, the first one was genius, and the second one was an absolute toss.
What's that?
I like the second one.
The
right.
Ridicules of Chronic.
Pretty really good. The third one was very in the vein.
Oh, the Ridicules of Chronic.
Ridicules of Chronic.
I liked the Ridiculous of Chronic.
Paul, that was good. Some gentle comedy right there. Ridiculous.
And the third one was awesome.
Well, like waving it around.
It was ridiculous.
The third one, Mark. I didn't get all the way through it, Steve. I was watching it thinking,
wrong,
oh.
Is that one wrong dick? Is he wrong dick?
He wronged his dick in that one.
Yeah, wrong dick. It's like a buddy cop comedy. Oh, man.
Is that a compliment to a Japanese man?
Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
You're horrible.
That's Lisa
Van Diesel.
His name's Vin, not Van.
No, but his dad used to drive a van, and that's where they copulated and added.
His name's White Van Man Diesel.
They said, we can't call him Van Diesel. Everyone will know we had Nookie in a van. They went, all right, make it Van Vin or whatever.
That's a bit like, isn't it true that Ron Howard's kids are all named after the state they were conceived in?
What, drunk?
As in he's got a child named Inebriated. A kid named
Wayne.
I've got a child named Strood.
Isle of Sheppy Wade.
And she's a right slag.
Ironically, Asia's called Asia, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, but was that just the music in the background?
Yeah, no, that was Toto. She had a close call.
That's Africa.
You know.
Where did you have Nookie Nunu's then, if it wasn't in Asia?
Everywhere.
In your arms tonight. Oh no, it's cutting crew.
Sorry,
isn't
it? Just
we were going to call her Woodstock, Steve.
Lisa and I we can't have kids, but if we did, we would call it. And that joke works on many levels, but I've decided to omit it from the After Dark Side because it's really disgusting.
Yeah.
What?
It's a thinker, Steve.
You don't even need to.
I'm glad you said thinker.
Yeah. Should we do the main podcast? I think we're sufficiently warmed up.
Body wise. Yeah.
Let's do it before I dig any deeper holes.
Mark, did you confirm the 22nd?
22nd?
Yeah.
23rd, wasn't it? Saturday?
Yeah, all right. So you confirmed, because Steve might not know, but Jenny confirmed on his behalf. So.
Right.
What? Yeah, you guys, everyone's coming over to get completely drunk.
Well, we can't all get completely drunk, because somebody has to get us home.
I'll drive.
We'll get a train.
I'll drive. I don't drink anyway, it's fine.
Right, what was I trying to do?
Jen does. She got shit-based at Depeche Mode.
I know, you tried to get off of her, she told me.
That was quite the other way around, actually. I tried to get off of me.
She said he put his hand up my skirt, and I was fine with that. But she wasn't wearing a skirt.
Well, she wasn't for long.
I only get 35 meg up here in the bedroom. That's why it's bad.
No, that's not good.
That's more than Jen gets.
Nope. Quit Dropbox, because that always...
Paul's saying that I don't give you enough, Jen. Paul's saying that I don't have coitus you enough.
It's not quality. Oh, God, I don't know what bothered.
It's not quantity, it's quality?
Something on it. It's smimmagings.
It's all about the smimaging.
I don't think I've ever used the word coitus in a conversation before.
You just did.
I did then.
And you've done it twice tonight. Mentioned it, I mean. Right, should we just kick this off and then Rob can sort of pick up when he comes in?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, I've left a message for him.
That's the spirit. Right, where's my recorder and has it been working?
Just do something. Oi, fuck bit. Oi, fuck wit. Where are you?
Where you at, yo?
You can't. Right.
I just need to qualify. I should take... No, you send that. You send it and then I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah, is it sent? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, he has a so.
Oh, fuck, Mark! You joking?
I'm not joking. He does.
I'm
not laughing at him or that situation. I'm laughing at what the situation Steve's just put himself in.
Yeah, but I kind of started it.
That's fine. Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at StarWarsCommonwealth.com. Alongside
the Tumbling Saber Podcast,
the Generation X-Wing Podcast,
the TSW Roundtable,
the Skyhoppers Podcast,
and the Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap.